the prosecutor leading the case against that NSA contractor, mostly operates under the radar. He's been on the job for 11 years, and that's kind of astonishing. NPR's Carrie Johnson explains why.
Forgive yourself if you've never heard the name Rod Rosenstein. The U.S. attorney in Baltimore since 2005 is the opposite of flashy.
You know, for the past 8 or 9 years, when people ask me about my plans, I tell them that I expect to be in this job this year and I have no plans for next year.
Rosenstein's managed to outlast all his counterparts from the George W. Bush years and most of them from the Obama administration, too. His children were 3 and 5 years old when he started the job. Now he says they're in high school.
My daughter tells me she'd like to see me set a record, but that's probably not in my future.
The U.S. attorney job is a political prize and often a stepping stone for people who want to serve as governor or senator. But former Baltimore State's attorney Greg Bernstein says that's not his friend's style and could help explain why he's survived so long on the job.
You know, Rod Rosenstein is not a guy who runs to the limelight. And he's not a guy who, at least in my experience, looking for credit.
Over the years, Rosenstein's devoted most of his time to partnering with local police to try to reduce violent crime. It hasn't been easy, says former prosecutor Jason Weinstein.
It was a city that had such a national reputation for gun violence that there were like 3 TV shows about it.
The team labored to build cases against the most dangerous gangs. They enlisted informants and wiretaps, waiting for targets to incriminate themselves. It didn't always work, but over time, homicides dropped. That is, until this.
Breaking news in Baltimore, where at this minute, rioting is becoming increasingly violent.
Violent clashes began just hours after a funeral for Freddie Gray.
The death of 25-year-old Freddie Gray in police custody sent the city into a tailspin last year. Murders soared, relations between law enforcement and minorities frayed, and federal prosecutors like Rosenstein looked on with sadness. Murders in Baltimore are back down this year, but gun crimes are still too close to home for the U.S. Attorney's Office. Rosenstein points out the spot where a bullet flew in through the window this year.
You can still see the damage to the blinds, but fortunately the glass has been repaired. The bullet actually came from that intersection right down there.
It ended up in a bomber jacket hanging on the back of a door.
They actually recovered the bullet from inside the lining of the jacket.
Authorities later identified the culprit, whose stray bullet was not intended for prosecutors. On Rosenstein's long watch, he spent a lot of time rooting out political crimes, too.
The chief executive of one of Maryland's largest counties, along with his wife, were taken into federal custody. The allegations sound like a movie script. A prominent politician accused of telling his wife to flush the evidence.
Rosenstein's prosecutors went on to convict that executive, Jack Johnson, for extortion and witness tampering, getting rid of some of the evidence by flushing it down the toilet. Federal agents deployed a plumber to help them recover a check from the drain. Unlike most of the political appointees at the Justice Department, Rosenstein never worked in the private sector. He joined DOJ in 1990 as a career lawyer and never looked back. Friends say they're not sure what comes next for Rosenstein. Next year, a new president takes office and he or she will have the power to appoint a new U.S. attorney. In theory, he could stay on the job. But one part of his resume could attract some attention. He worked on the financial corruption prosecution of 3 people caught up in the Whitewater affair. That Arkansas real estate scandal consumed Bill Clinton's White House. Carrie Johnson, NPR News.